After pandemic woes, the Walker River Paiute tribe has begun building a self-sufficient food sovereignty program in Schurz. As KUNR's Gustavo Sagredo reports, it's been a long process in the making.
Semi-trucks packed with food and household goods roar past the Walker River Paiute Tribe's Food and Ag Center. Every day, a steady stream of trucks drive down the main road that passes through town, but none of them ever stop here. At the food center, a line of cars wrap around the building waiting for Adele Lacey or Nima Sides to load up a bag or box of groceries. They're the face of the Walker River Paiute Tribe's Food Pantry program, a combination of health and agriculture resources all working together to create better food access for the community. That's their North Star. Jennifer Metcalf, the tribe's agriculture assistant, works alongside Sides and Lacey. She says every week they provide groceries for about 80 families. Some come from as far away as Reno. Metcalf says those people coming from Reno are likely passing through town visiting family, where they learned about this program after it started during the pandemic. Now it's become a resource.
With the prices going up constantly, it's nice that people are willing to reach out.
Together, Sides, Lacey, and Metcalf work out of what used to be the old computer education building in Schurz. But now, instead of monitors, the building is filled with sacks of onions, potatoes, canned goods, and frozen meats on one side, and household items on the other. They aren't just the first faces people see when they come to pick up groceries. They're also drivers, agriculture workers, and statisticians. Every Tuesday, they drive 50 miles round trip between Yerington and Schurz to meet a semi-truck from the Food Bank of Northern Nevada. They load produce and processed goods into a shipping truck the size of a U-Haul. It takes about an hour to load up everything. If there's time, they stop for breakfast. They usually order the special and head back to Schurz. Side says they have a lot on their plate.
We got so much going on. Like, Monday, we're busy. Tuesday, we're
food.
Busy,
I mean,
from... 6:45 to 4.
That's 6:45 in the morning. The USDA says this rural community is considered low access, or what is commonly known as a food desert. Like others, when the pandemic hit, it was a struggle to find food at the grocery store. Lacey says it was frustrating finding empty shelves. So when an informal network began among tribal members who'd pick up needed items for others, it was a lifeline.
We didn't go out. My husband had heart failure at the time. He was just recovering from it. And we weren't going to the store, really. So it was a real blessing.
Bill Frank's the human resources manager for the tribe. He played a role in shaping the concept of a community store into something more concrete.
The whole community was doing it. So then that's when we were like, hey, wonder if we can do start a community store. And so we went to Amber, our chairman, and she's like, sure. And so then we started just making contacts.
Even before the pandemic, food sovereignty had already taken root through the planting and harvesting of fruit trees in a hoop house similar to a greenhouse for the community. They also worked with a local butcher for a short period of time, but then came the partnership with the Food Bank of Northern Nevada, turning that community store concept into a food pantry and bringing groceries closer to their neighbors. Frank says documenting results, leveraging relationships, applying for agriculture and healthcare grants, and keeping their eyes open for opportunities all played a role in their success. They even received seeds from the food bank, which they'll provide to residents so they can grow their own veggies. But that's just the beginning, he says.
We're going to have teaching classrooms. We're going to have different things. We're going to do potting classes. We're going to show you how to plant certain foods. We're going to help you do that.
The Agriculture Department's food program will play a key role in this effort. Workers from the program would help with soil health, weeding, and harvesting. The plan would be to gather the extra produce and distribute it through the food program. Darcy M. is the outgoing manager of the Ag Department.
I kind of think of it as this full circle type of program. Like, you come and you take care of the ground, and the ground in itself will help you grow this nutritious food, and then you give that back to the people, and then in turn the people can come back and take care of the ground.
She's been involved with the Ag program ever since before the pandemic. First as a student working on the food sovereignty program, and now as the director. She has big hopes for the future. She'd like to see livestock introduced, like pheasant, quail, and even rabbits for the community to process, mostly for food.
I know in today's world it's kind of controversial, but it's something that the native people have always done, so it's no big deal to us. Mm-hmm. And there is a market for it.
There's still work to be done, but like everyone else, Em's excited for the future, one that can provide resources for the community and then some. Gustavo Sagredo, KUNR News.